T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. There's a pretty funny video going on around line right now of this 9-year-old girl who's giving her 25-year-old sister a pep talk because her older sister was feeling down.
It's not going to help, okay?
What's stopping?
If you want to do something, you do it. If you want to go to a bar, go to it. If you want to go to outer space, you go to outer space.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
If you want that dream job, you get that dream job. Okay?
Okay. I'm going cross-eyed looking at your leg.
That's what I expect.
At first, I thought she said, if you want to go to Albertsons, you go to Albertsons. I'm like, no, outer space. Okay, one's a little bit more doable.
Yeah. Well, I also like how it progressed from, if you want to go to a bar, go to a bar. If you want to go to outer space, do it.
Well, you know, if you have a few drinks, you're kind of in outer space.
You got to start small, Danny. You go to the bar first. If you make that happen, then you can go to outer space. Yeah, I mean, that's all it takes. I mean, Elon Musk is proving that. Yeah. She's adorable.
But I mean, at some point, does that novelty wear off? You're like, okay, I don't need a pep talk every time I'm in the middle of something.
Sometimes, I had that happen. Joey gave me a pep talk, and he was about the same age as her. And I think of it today, and he was absolutely right, because I was complaining about my job and complaining about how I didn't get along with the boss. And Joey just looked at me and said, well, Dad, it's simple. You just need a new boss.
Oh, I thought maybe he was like, Dad, you got to go to work. You got to make money, because one day I'm going to want to go to Vegas and spend all your money.
Well, that was definitely what he was thinking.
Joey, sure. Do you remember this pep talk?
Yeah, I want to listen like this, Steve. BJ, what you got here is a bad boss. And your boss isn't letting me go to Vegas, and he's not giving me enough money.
What the hell was that?
I just asked a question. You made a weird voice. You sound constipated.
Well, I got to be young Joe, but I don't got young Joe's voice. So I wanted it to be a little different.
Did you drink this morning?
I did.
He sounded like a jazz trumpeter when he was 6 years old. It was weird.
What the hell is going on?
We took him to the doctor and said, why does our son sound like a jazz trumpeter? And it's how he'll grow out of that.
You came in really aggressive with this.
Trying to be like Boss Joe, but young. It didn't work.
Came in like Mr. T, actually. It's like, he's like, Dad, I pity you because you're such a fool.
Joe, you need to warn us when you do these things. All right, I thought you had a stroke or something.
Steve, get the Advil. I need the medicine.
I was like, damn, dude.
Yeah, that's why I didn't listen to him. When somebody is 9 years old sounding like Mr. T, you just go, really? All right, yeah, I'll have to take this into account.
Okay, let's try this again, Joe.
Okay.
Now, what did you say? Do you remember this?
I don't remember, but he's told me so many times.
Well, you don't remember. He just made a whole makeup.
Well, he might have even been younger than 9. It was like I was walking him home from either preschool or first grade when This just shows you how bad off I was. It's like, I was in such a bad mood. I'm complaining to a six-year-old who just got out of school. It's like, I just figured out how to say ABC. I don't know what you're talking about, man.
But he had the simplest answer, it sounds like, and the truest one.
Yeah, he was absolutely right. And I remember, and this is not one of my proud moments. He may not remember the moment, but he probably remembers me yelling at him going, shut up, kid. You don't know what you're talking about.
So my boss is good. You're bad.
Yeah, you know how adults are. Oh, if life could only be that simple. You know, whenever a child would try to come up with an answer for something. And yet he was absolutely right. I mean, I eventually got fired, but it was the best thing that ever happened to me because I got a new boss.
I was really arrogant as a kid, Steve, and I'd get this really high-pitched voice whenever I'd want to tell someone something that I felt like was, like, mind-blowing. I'd be like, you know what, Dad? Maybe your boss just sucks, and you suck. And that's what I would do. And then he'd look at me.
I didn't know your kid was Michael Jackson. This is crazy.
Yeah, so when he was six, we had to take him in for sounding like Mr. T. And then at 7 years old, I'm like, now he's sounding like Michael Jackson. Doc, you got to help me.
Your boys are like a roller coaster, just dropping and going back up, dropping and going.
Yeah, is he going to start sounding like Gilbert Gottfried next year? What am I in for, Doc?
Do you know why you were so arrogant?
Oh, dude, it comes with the territory. So BJ was so hot-headed, I had to be over the top with everything I said to get through to him. Or at least that's what I thought. I mean, it was the same thing when I tried to sell rocks and he didn't believe me, and I took my little cart around, and I was like, you know, Dad, you're just stupid. And I would just walk around with no rocks.
I have to say, Steve, you have to...
You're a crack dealer, BJ.
That's yeah. Well, you know, I imagine if somebody, you know, just said, hey, I'm going to go sell, like, grass. I'm going to pull grass out of my front lawn, and I'm going to go sell it to people here in the Pacific Northwest because they don't have grass.
Right.
To my defense, I thought my kid was, you know, between the Mr. T impressions and between the Michael Jackson and the rock selling, I really thought my kid needed help. I thought he was, you know, he had some brain issues.
But if memory serves me correct, you did end up selling rocks.
Oh, yeah. I made a ton of money.
He made some cash.
Well, maybe that's why you were so arrogant. You clearly were smarter of the two.
Yeah, that was the worst thing that ever happened was the fact that he was successful in the rock selling venture. He never listened to me again.
Hey, you jog my memory. The actual reason why I did all of this was to get ice cream from the ice cream truck.
That's true.
What was your go-to?
Oh, the Flintstones push pop. Yeah.
Forget about it.
Whoa, nice.
They were so good.
And Steve,
like an orange creamsicle?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm excited. Sorry, BJ.
It's been all right. I should have known that, you know what, now it's a whole different story. We're back into what's great food. Yeah. But as a parent, we were trying to find ways to basically tell our children they couldn't have something, but not be so heavy-handed the way we felt our parents were.
Right.
So it's like, look, you can't have ice cream till you go out and earn the money yourself, thinking there's no way he's going to earn the money. So I thought I was ingenious. We'll stop him from having ice cream because he shouldn't have too much ice cream, but we don't want to limit his freedom. We thought it was a great idea. And he was like, oh, great, I'll go out and sell rocks. And it's like, I wish it was like the old days with my parents. You just say no and that was it.
Right, because I said so.
Exactly. But you couldn't do that in this generation. We were raising our kids to be different and more aggravating and arrogant and sounding like Mr. T.
And became an entrepreneur, the rock seller.
Yeah, and your favorite word, entrepreneur. Yeah, he still is an entrepreneur.
I mean,
he's able to get money from me without doing a whole lot. We got a Walmart employee. This is another way you can try to make some cash. This Walmart employee got busted for stealing $123,000 worth of gift cards. But this employee says, I did this for love. Steve will tell you all about it. He's got the Migs report for you at 6:18 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. And man, we want to thank everybody that listened to Seattle Rock Day yesterday.
What a fun day.
Oh, it was so fun. And Steve, we did some good stuff.
Oh, always, don't we?
Well, should say the Rockaholics did some good stuff. Yeah. Yeah, they everyone who donated to SMASH, which is Seattle Music's Musicians Access to Sustainable Healthcare, is a great organization that wants to get healthcare to the Seattle musicians that need it. We raised over $12,000 yesterday.
And our goal was $10,000, so that's super awesome. And, I'm looking at the auction items, because we had a lot of cool auction items up there that doesn't even count for this total amount. So there's even going to be more money coming in. And, dude, I just saw how much the Pearl Jam signed poster went for.
Oh, yeah, you wanted me to help you get that.
Yeah, I'm very disappointed in you, BJ. All you had to do is just pony up about $3,000.
Whoa.
It ended up, the winning bid was $2,900.
Damn.
Also, like, you know, the signed Pain in the Grass guitar from 2015's Pain in the Grass Festival, that went for like $1,000. Mudhoney skateboard, $200. The GNR Blacklight poster, $600. Really cool, man. A lot of good money being raised for SMASH.
And you still can. If you want to donate any cash, you want to get more information, it's pretty simple. Just go to KISW.com.
Well-informed on the issues of the day? Not this guy. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Let's go, everybody. Thanks to Kia Puyol for giving us the Migs Report. And today's the day to go drinking. It's Friday, after all.
All right.
So you should head on off to a dive bar because it's National Dive Bar Day.
Yes.
All right, you got to pick one dive bar. Where are you going? This is a tough one. I'll tell you mine, since you guys give you a chance to think about it, since I'm the one who framed the question. I should have an answer. It's always my go-to, especially when I lived in Lower Queen Anne, the Mecca. That place was the best, and I was always proud of my old roommate because I think he might be the only person I've ever seen get kicked out of the Mecca. Like, they are cool with everybody, but he got so drunk once that he got kicked out, and I was in heaven. I was like, this is the greatest night ever. You just got kicked out of the Mecca. Nobody gets kicked out of the Mecca. So that's the one I'm going with. Great French fries, greasy, and great drinks.
Oh, good, yeah.
Speaking of great French fries, when I lived in Seattle, it was always the rickshaw. Great karaoke, cheap drinks.
That place is legit.
We would order plate and plate and plate of French fries just constantly over the course of the night, and just all the drinks.
All right, Danny.
Got to go to Slim's Last Chance in Soto.
They got the chili.
That chili. And they have the best part about it, they have New Mexico green chili as well. They were on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. That's how I found out about it. And I went there. Oh, so good.
And just a great staff there, too. I mean, I've been lucky enough to play some shows there because they always have great live music as well. And just a good group of people over there.
Love it.
Rev?
It'll have to be. It's up in the Finney Ridge. I think they're still kicking around. It was voted, I think, the number one best dive bar at some point in time. The Baranov. And it's a it's very salty dive bar. A lot of angry bartenders, but it gives you that good fun vibe with it.
Oh, now I got to think another good one is the Smoke Shop in Ballard. Talking about salty, that place is the best. The staff there basically tells you to f off the minute you walk in the nicest way possible.
Nice,
yeah, like they're super friendly, but in a very abrasive way,
and very affordable drinks, especially for that area.
Yeah,
and delicious breakfast.
BJ, you got a dive bar?
Well, here's the thing: I don't go to dive bars for the drinking, but I mean, Danny's right about Slim's. I've been there, and I only go there for the food, though. I don't go there for the drink, so I gotta pick Danny. Slim's Last Chance was awesome.
It's a good spot. It's so good. Yeah, there's a bunch of great spots right in that little area. Yeah, you can just bounce from one place to the other, dive bar to dive bar. So enjoy your dive bars today, everybody. And also maybe swing by a Walmart just to show some love and respect.
Now that I can tell you, that's been my favorite Walmart. I'll tell you right now, I got to go there.
Because sometimes they deal with some coworkers and people that work at their establishment that maybe aren't the brightest. And well, this one happened in West Virginia. A 63-year-old guy by the name of Kenneth, he works at Walmart. And I guess during the last 4 months of 2019, he just got busted for all of this. He stole $123,000 worth of gift cards.
Okay, then.
So he would activate the prepaid MasterCards, the Xbox gift cards, and say they were paid for in cash, but he wouldn't put the cash in the register. And then what did he do? He sent those gift cards off. He's like, well, why would you do this? He did it for love.
Ah, see, it's for amor.
He met somebody on Facebook.
Oh.
And the woman's name was Paulina, who lived in Belgium.
Oh, boy.
He even had a picture of her. I'm sure it was really her.
Okay.
And the cops are like, yeah, he was scammed, but he believed it was real. Nobody has any idea who was behind Paulina. It wasn't Kenneth. And now he's going to face 20 years in prison for 3 federal wire fraud charges.
Oh, so 63. Man. Oh, how old is he?
63.
Oh, come on. Really? That age and you're doing that kind of stupidity?
$123,000.
Wow. Boy, at 63 years old, you'd think you could smell a scam like that. But you know what? Thinking with the wrong part of the body.
Well, and I got to imagine it was like a not like a one-shot thing. Like, hey, they had some naughty talk, and then Pauline is like, send me $123,000 worth of gift cards. Like, maybe it was a couple gift cards here, a couple gift cards there for however long they were doing it.
Oh, yeah, and I got to be thinking this has gone on for at least a year. Did they say how long? Because that's a lot of gift card money.
Right? Insane. Oh, it's a couple of little shout-outs from our texters. Well, someone said Bumpy's in Puyallup for best dive bar. That place is pretty awesome. Good pizza, too.
How can I forget the poodle dog? Did I forget the poodle dog?
You forgot the poodle dog.
Oh, and the pup room.
The pup room is awesome.
Yeah, I totally forgot about that. That's my favorite
place. Good, strong drinks and Fife.
Taking shots in the pup room.
I totally forgot about the poodle dog.
Well, I'm glad I remember. One, because they're actually doing a GoFundMe to help keep this place alive, and it's a fun spot, and that's the world-famous Bob's Java Jive in Tacoma. That's the place that looks like a giant teapot.
Yeah.
Or a coffee pot.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for mentioning that, Steve, because I noticed that too, and boy, it'd be great if they could be back.
Absolutely.
And that's from Rose in Tacoma. Thank you for mentioning that one. Yeah, my old band, we played in that place, which is one of our buddies' bands.
Really?
Yeah, it was such a tiny little spot, but it was kind of cool to get to play there, like playing inside of a coffee pot.
It's got a history, man.
It definitely does, and hopefully people can help raise money for it. Just go on GoFundMe. I think you can find all the information. Oh, man, this is a tough story to talk about, and I don't know if this is part of the deal when you become a home inspector, but one thing you're not supposed to do is make love to Elmo dolls while you're inspecting somebody's home.
You're not supposed to do that?
No, it's a bad idea. I mean, this guy, his name's Kevin. He's 59 years old. He's from Michigan, and he's a home inspector. He was inspecting a house for some new buyers, and the owner of the home was looking at the nanny cam while he was doing the inspection.
Oh, boy.
And he was in a bedroom with Elmo. And, well, they got intimate.
He tickled Elmo?
He tickled Elmo.
Oh, no.
And maybe Elmo might have tickled him as well.
Was this his Elmo or their Elmo?
This was the homeowner's Elmo.
Oh, that is okay.
I'd imagine his kid, the homeowner's kid, because it's on the nanny cam.
Oh, no.
How do you do this?
Yeah, that's just...
Well, anyways, he then put the doll back.
Oh, and he puts it back.
Thankfully, they caught all this on the nanny cam, and yes, he was arrested. And he's also been banned from being alone inside any homes.
You can't trust anybody.
No. The one person we can trust, BJ.
Who's that?
Shaq.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we talked about it a couple of days ago, how Shaq did something pretty cool while he was at a jewelry store, saw somebody that was about to purchase an engagement ring, and decided, you know what, take my credit card, I'm going to pay for it. Well, we have a little bit more information about it. Apparently, the guy that was buying the engagement ring, the ring was on layaway, so he was there to make his final payment so that he can get this engagement ring, and that's when Shaq heard about it and decided, you know what, I'll pay for it. The guy's like, no, I don't want you to do that. But then Shaq talked him into it. In fact, here's Shaq talking about it on an NBA after show on TNT.
I went in there to get some loop earrings, and I seen a guy come in. He was just so shy. He was saying, hey, how much do I owe to pay off my ring? It was just, and I was like, my man, I'm how much is the ring? And this is something that I do every day. The other day, me and my mom went furniture shopping, and this lady, she had a autistic daughter, and you know, she was also, you know, looking to pay for some furniture, and I just took care of her. So I'm into making people happy. So whenever I leave the house, I just try to do a good deed.
Again, we need this app called the Shaq Finder so we can follow Shaq around and make big purchases.
Every day he does this, and we're just hearing about it now.
Right. And remember we said that all those comments on Facebook when they posted that video on SportsCenter of all these people sharing the most random stories from like buying toys for kids to paying for people's bachelor parties. Like Shaq doesn't just have like one thing that he focuses on. Like he just wants to make everybody happy.
Dude, that is so, I mean, you know, and it's funny because you just don't, I wouldn't have thought that about him. You know what I mean? It's just amazing. He's like, this is what I'm going to do with my life, which is really cool considering that, you know, he's got the money to do it.
And what a double, like, whammy of awesomeness. Somebody just paid for your furniture, and then you look over and who did it? It was Shaq.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, he transcends basketball. Like, I think everybody knows who Shaq is, even if you're not a fan of basketball.
I'm glad he was able to talk that guy into it because it's like, dude, you've got it on layaway.
Right.
Okay. I mean, layaway is used for people that, yeah, you know what? I mean, I'm being patient, but I don't got the money right now. And, you know, it's like, dude, take the gift.
Oh, man. Maybe Shaq should help the Mariners purchase some better baseball players.
Oh, what happened now?
Oh, they lost 10-2 to the Twins yesterday.
Oh, whoa. Boy.
And now there's rumors that James Paxton might need Tommy John surgery. So that's just bit. That just sucks.
Wow. Really?
That's the one thing I read yesterday. I don't know.
Oh, boy.
Mariners are back at it tomorrow. Shaq, help us out.
You're going to use your one Shaq wish for the Mariners?
No. Shaq, okay. I'm trying to buy some goalie pads.
Okay.
They're on sale, actually.
All right.
Can you help me out?
Okay.
As far as weather, 48 degrees. Got some sun coming up later on today, and that's the major report, and that's what's up.
Boy, I feel really silly because I thought this would be a good team to watch, and so far it's not been a good team
to watch. Who, the Twins? Absolutely a good team to watch.
Aww. Yeah. Well, look, I heard the White Sox really are supposed to be decent this year, so I wasn't so crazy about, I mean, I wasn't that upset if the White Sox beat us because I thought, all right, the White Sox supposedly got a really good team, but I don't know much about the Twins, but I do know about us. It seems like we're having a hard time beating anybody. So that's really, that's the bottom line there. Oh, that's a bummer. Well, we've got this situation where Steve plays a game. Sometimes he gets it right, sometimes he doesn't, but yesterday he did.
In 2019, Brandi Carlile and which other musician were spotted busking at Pike Place Market?
Dave Grohl.
Yes.
Fresh Pots.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Fresh Pots.
Fresh Pots.
Nice.
Fresh
Pots. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. What's the difference between filing for bankruptcy and credit counseling?
Credit counseling is a useful process in some circumstances, but it does show up on your credit. In fact, from a credit scoring standpoint, credit counseling shows up just like a bankruptcy, so it's going to affect your credit as negatively as filing bankruptcy. In credit counseling, the idea is that a credit counselor works with your creditors on your behalf to try to lower interest rates or work out payment plans with your creditors to pay back your debt over time. In credit counseling, you almost always pay back 100% of the debt, sometimes at lower interest. And of course, some creditors will participate in that process and some won't. So you're usually left with kind of a mixed result with credit counseling and, of course, a high payment.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.